this came to me the a couple of days ago, and it's about some thoughts on accessibility. And they came about because I did the talk in it recently, which kind of dug up memories and things about my me having a stroke and spending time in hospital early this year. And then I fast forward to a couple of nights ago, I was recommending a gadget to someone, and then it just struck me that I've been in gadgets have kind of adapted themselves, my use of them, to whatever the situation is. So I'll probably blog this, but it's just some thoughts at the moment. So essentially, I've had three different stages that I found myself in. First was when I had that stroke, welcoming the new year in. Right at the start of the year, I had a stroke. I was in intensive care, drifting in and out of consciousness. And the Kindle 3G was by my side. I read books, read the paper, fall asleep, and then carry on reading again. And it worked out just right for me in that stage. The second one was when I was in a wheelchair. I was in a motorised wheelchair. I couldn't even power myself. I had a bit more space. I was always sitting down, obviously. And at that time, I had an iPad 3G. Oh, no, iPad Wi-Fi model with a 3G modem. And, you know, that was me connected all the time. And then fast forward to now, where I'm sort of racing across London to, you know, different networking events and things. And I find what works out for me now is the iPhone 4S. And which I think is like 1,700 odd milliamp battery, and I have an actual external battery that's 11,000 milliamps, whatever. And I believe it can actually charge a standard iPhone 4 eight times on one charge. Now that's some heavy duty stuff. That means, you know, I can audio view, I can record on video to my heart's content, and then know that I've got this thing that can charge it back up again. So, you know, I'm racing out of the office going somewhere. I don't have to think, oh, I've got a tiny bit of battery. How am I going to make that phone call later to, like, you know, explain to the missus that I'll be back late? And in all those three stages, I've had these solutions, and I think that's what I need. That is it. But it's constantly evolving and changing. But yeah, that's my thoughts. Thank you for listening.